Blog Talk Radio.
Who's that lady?
Anna!
Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Rand McCoy! Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show.
Persuasive, she's passionate, and she's got one purpose, to help you live an incredible life. Anna McCoy is a life coach, financial educator, author, entrepreneur, and inspirational speaker. She'll give you the real answers to tough questions.
Ooh,
and now, your host, Anna.
The Real McCoy.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I want to welcome you to The Real McCoy Show with your host for today, Shauna Stallworth, standing in for Coach Anna, the Real McCoy. I want to let you know that today we're going to have a pre-recorded show on today, but it's going to be so awesome. So don't touch that dial. Turn up your radio if you're in your cubicle or if you're on the job or if you're at work, or job and work is the same thing, but if you're at home or wherever you're listening to us from, lock it in and know that it's going to be a great show today. We've been talking about branding for several weeks, and today we're going to be talking about maximizing your talents as it relates to your branding. So I want to let you know that we are still moving forward in that same frame, and that Coach Anna is going to be speaking to us from maximizing your talents. So if you haven't purchased your copy of her book, I want to encourage you to do so. You can visit our website at www.womanactnow.com, or you can give us a call, 877-751-5700, or order it from Amazon.com or wherever books are sold. So I want to encourage you to continue to listen to the show on today and join us here live on next Thursday, where we'll be talking about branding. And now, Anna McCoy.
My sister lets her arms down, then you need to hold out longer. You hold out for her. And if she gives up, don't you give up because she give up. So that's what I was hearing.
This is carefully what we're saying. Say, tell something about a person. Because we got a person that's considerate and kind and different things. But then, you know what? She's considerate and kind. Hey, I ain't bothering after you. Sound like a leader. Amen? Where's another voice? What happened to my voice over here? No, you gave up on him. I'm coming back to you.
Well, I had my hands out facing down, and so as I got tired, I was thinking, well, how can I make myself not let him down? So I flipped him over, and I was just coming up with ways, trying to come up with a solution not to let my arms down.
All right. So your voice was telling you, you're going to make your way through this?
Somehow.
Somehow. All right, come on up to Miss Rose up here. She up here in front.
brain.
It hurt. Oh, my God.
But I did it.
She did it. Amen. Mm-hmm.
The voice I was hearing was saying, you're going to get through this.
Praise the Lord. Remember, I tell you, whatever voices you hear in this exercise are similar to the same voices that keep you from accomplishing or helping you to accomplish your goal.
First, I was praying. And then I...
First.
Lord, hold my arms up. And then I thought about Jesus on the cross, how he had his arms stretched wide.
Deep. That's what I'm talking about. You see what I'm saying? I got believers up in here. If Jesus can hold his arms, why can't you for 4 minutes? Amen? I know. Okay, let me see the hands of all the rest of y'all who thought the same thing. Oh, look at them, baby. You're not alone. You're not alone.
I was praying also, but what I was saying, God, give me the strength to hold it until you tell me to stop. Just keep my arms up straight.
Now, see, that's what God wants you to do. He wants you to just have a willing heart and say, God, just tell me, let me do it. I'll do it with you. But tell me when to stop, and that's when I will stop. Amen? This is Oprah. We hold our own microphones. Thank you. No, don't touch the microphone. Thank you.
Oh, good evening, sisters. When I was holding my hand up, my nose started, and I knew it was just the act of death, and I said, no, I will not stop. I will not take my hands out. I will not lose focus. And then I got the strength to keep holding on.
Well, I tell you, God is awesome.
The thing that I kept thinking about is that you said we needed to finish as strong as we started. So that was the thing that I held on to because I wanted to finish strong.
Hallelujah. Look at y'all preaching to yourself. I tell you. You know, the Bible doesn't say, but I say, I say that praise will silence the voice of the enemy. And I'm surprised I hadn't heard that yet, that somebody started to sing or to, you can go to her.
Personalities, because I had one when I started out, something was saying, those pants are too tight. You gain that weight, and everybody behind you can see it.
So I was thinking about
come on, here come the real sisters.
And then the other voice said, pray, just pray. Your faith will hold you through this. Just pray. And then I just prayed.
Praise God. See, look at God. Look at God.
The first thing I experienced is what I've experienced in my life, that immediately the pain wanted me to let go. But then I was able to, I said, even though I did, I'll put them back up. The second thing was, no, she ain't finna read that whole chapter.
It was over, wasn't it? I skipped 2-3 verses, that's it. Okay, I'm gonna take 2 or 3 other voices and then we'll move on.
I said, now this is the war cry of a warrior, and that's what I was seeing. And I go to Oakland Bible Fellowship. I thought about my pastor and bishop,
yes,
because on a Sunday, if I wake up or a Wednesday or a leadership meeting that I want to go to and I don't go, and I think about the first ladies and the leaders when they do all the extra credit. So I went into intercessory for clergymen. It is a war cry of a warrior. To be a warrior, you have to be ready in the now.
Amen.
Ooh.
Catch up. Woo. Hallelujah. Come on now. See, that's one of them people that, you know, they get it and then they get it back to you. Amen.
What I heard was, this is the painstaking effort, the pain that I just told you, you're going to have to learn how to go through until end, endure till the end, be diligent in all things. And even through the pain, it kept saying, be diligent, this is pain effort.
Yes. Amen. I'm going to take these two ladies, and then we'll move on.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I forgot about y'all. I'm sorry.
That's because everybody was over here. Who we doing?
All right.
Hold up.
The first thing, I thought about how my shoulders were hurting, and then I said, what is she doing? What is she going to do? And then you start reading the scriptures, and I said, okay, let me concentrate on the scriptures, and I start envisioning what you were reading, and then it started hurting again, and I opened my eyes, and I said, oh, these sisters can make it, I can make it too, so I closed my eyes and started thinking about the scriptures again that you were reading.
Amen, amen. All right. This side over here is the A side, and they telling me I'm not coming to them. We're going to get two of y'all over there, okay? All right, praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Well, the first thing that's going to come to me was scriptures. Scriptures just going to come to my mind. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Nothing is impossible with God. And I'm the head and not the tail. And the other scripture that kept coming to me, I should live and not die. And I said, if God buried it, then I can go through this little minute of this.
Praise God. Amen. Uh-huh.
Well, I'm probably a little
Co-baby.
I'm a little bit different than everybody else. When we originally started, I said, oh, Lord. And then I started praying. I was like, thank you, Jesus. Then I dropped my hands. I haven't heard anybody say it, but I'm honest. I dropped them three times.
Ooh-wee.
But I kept remembering
all right,
saying,
Peter.
Because I just thought, whoo. I was like, and I looked and saw all the women, and hardly nobody dropped their hands. But I was encouraged. I had to encourage myself and said, she said, just how you start, you wanted us to finish stronger than what we started. So I raised my arms back up, and I just declared to the devil.
All right, you owe me 4 minutes. Just start right now. I'm messing. Couldn't help myself.
Well.
Thank you.
A couple of voices, but my hands were aching. But when I saw you looked at your time, I said, okay. It's only a matter of time, and she's going to stop it.
You saw the end coming.
But then it was so much pain, and I saw folks dropping their hands different sides, depending on what angle I was looking at you. So I said, you know what, let me look at the big picture so I can zoom out to everybody else.
Praise God. All right. You see, I hope you're hearing this. What we're hearing is a lot of different things when it comes to us winning in this game of life. Maybe you didn't hear it that time, but you may hear it in the future, or you've heard it before. I've done this exercise, and grown men have started to cry, not because their arms hurt, but because their daddy said that they'd never be this, they'd never be that. And all of those feelings and emotions started to come out, because now we're talking about, yes, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Amen?
Well, I was listening to you as you were reading the word, and then my arms started getting heavy, and it was like pain. And so then you said, search me and know my heart. And then inside of me it was saying, press.
Praise God. I was hoping maybe somewhere as I was reading the word that you were starting to get it. And then as I read certain words, then something in your spirit would just push you up just a little bit more. You see the young lady right here? Right here. We got to take care of side A over here. Mm-hmm. They be hating on me and stuff.
Don't give
me no good review. They won't invite me back.
Okay. I had Fred Hammond on my CD player before I came, so I started to feel the pain. Besides meditating on the scriptures that you were saying, I started hearing him singing, you're the reason why victory is mine. If there's a mountain, I'll speak to it. You'll see me through it. And all the praise start going on.
No.
That's where I went. I went into praise the song.
All right, then. Praise God in the house. Look, please go over there. We got one more, and we out of here.
Thank you for coming over here. Amen. I was really standing there screaming, it's hurting. I have a torn right rotator cuff. But at the same time, I envisioned Jesus on the cross and how he suffered for us. And if he could suffer for that many hours, I could suffer for that many minutes. And I made it.
Amen. Hallelujah. You know, inevitably, we do have people in the audience who have problems with their shoulders, and I'm surprised even those, I'm glad she stood up, because most of them are the ones, you'll hear them, you'll see them, the arm will go down, and that arm is really hurting them because there might be a medical reason or something, but I can imagine what their voices are saying. They probably think, you can't do this. You know, I mean, when it comes to them just responding to their physical needs. So ladies, you hear so many voices. In the world, the voices are competing for your attention. But God really wants your attention. Remember, this is about building up your immune system, your spiritual immune system. And I told you that you've got to learn to hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God. So you've got to learn to hear him with that pain. Ooh, staking effort. Amen? All right, moving forward on number four, building up your spiritual immune systems. I said the greatest thing you can do is become a woman of your word. Words are fuel to your spirit like gas is fuel to automobiles. You've got to get the right words. You need to start evaluating relationships, because that's where you're getting words from.
Oh, like that.
Okay. I was just distracted for a moment by the technical people telling me how to handle this microphone, so I'm back now. Like I was saying. You know what I'm saying? Okay, stay with me, Anna. I was so distracted. What did I say, words?
Words
are fuel. Hallelujah. Thank you, somebody. Help me. Thank you very much. Like I was saying, relationships. Whew, it took me a while to get back, didn't it? I'm here now. Relationships, ladies. I want you guys to cut that right here. All right, then. Relationships, ladies. You need to start to evaluate the relationship in your life. And the reason why, somebody's speaking words to you. In order for you to accomplish that dream and that vision that God has for you, you need to be in a position where you are having your reality confirmed. What I mean by that, somebody else needs to be in agreement with you who sees what you see. If they don't see what you see, then they'll always talk against what you see. So now what you're going to have to do is stop paying attention to those people if you really want to be about the Father's business. Start changing your relationship. There's a corridor principle, which is known as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And what comes out of a man will attract to that same man what he is. So ladies, if you hanging around some ladies that are speaking the wrong words, words like gossip, words, I mean, you know, we just got to go and get real here. How many of you really want to do what God wants you to do? Are you willing to make these kinds of changes in your life? Well, if you are, sometimes that means family. Sometimes that means friends. Sometimes that means that coworker that you go to lunch with all the time. It's time to cut those and sever. You know what sever means. It's clean. Well, Annie, you're not telling me I can't talk to my mama. What's your mama saying? You know, see, we're born into families, but we receive God and are adopted into sonship. And I'm telling you, there is nothing like believers who believe and that you know that you are a part of this family. I'm saying start to find some people who can confirm your reality. You've got a dream and a vision in your heart, and somebody, one of the ladies told me, she says, I've written a lot of stuff, just binders of it. But where's the agreement? How can two walk together unless they be agreed? I'm telling you, agreement is so powerful. And this is why I believe marriage is the most powerful relationship that you can have. And the reason for it is the only relationship where God has ordained for the two to become one. And when God said of the people of Babel, he said, hey, let me go down and see. What was he saying? He says, these people have come to a place of agreement, and he's telling us the power and what he even thinks about for those who will dare to agree. How many married women in the house? A lot of us. Ladies, I don't care whether your relationships are good, bad, ugly, or indifferent, but somehow, some way, you are going to have to get into agreement with your mate. So many of us do so many different things that literally sends one of us that way and the other mate the other way. And for some reason, we don't have interest in what our mates are doing. So then we never get to this place of agreement. But, you know, when you start to think about life, my husband and I, we've accomplished so much in 7 years. I said when we started, we was on the fast track. Well, plan A was. I mean, there was no room, no time for anything. The first thing he gives me is a business plan after knowing him just a couple of hours. What does that tell you? And that's just the way the relationship has gone for the last 7 years. I just told my mentor, I feel like I've been on roller skates. And when will somebody let me off? And I'm not only just on roller skates, but I'm going downhill, which means I'm totally out of control. And I'm moving at a rate that's far greater than what I want to go. But I've got a husband that is such a visionary, and he says, Anna, we're going to do it. We be laying up there, you know. That's the great thing about marriage. You be laying up there, you start to dream. He says, friend, can't you see it? I can see it. Can you see it? Yeah. You see that pink elephant? Yeah, I see it. You see it? Can we ride him? Yeah, we can ride it. And all of a sudden, there's a pink elephant in the room. Why? Because two agreed. I confirmed his reality. He confirmed my reality. He says, friend, I want you, you know, you're going to stop working in urban America, and I want you to, you got to go home. I said, home? I started crying. Okay, I'm going to tell y'all the truth. Because I was comfortable in our business, you know. I had my desk and everything. Who needs to move now? You know, I was king of the hill, well, queen anyway. But I was running everything. You know, my husband was going out there raising all the money and everything, and I was hiring all the people, getting all the things in order. I finished all that. My husband's like, you leaving? I said, what? All of a sudden, you know, the face started to melt. I had to write my little resignation letter and everything, and I was crying. What a go. How come you making me go? What am I going to do? I didn't know what I was going to do. I still have feelings about it. Hold up. But he says, you've got to go, because there are some other things that we need to do. Now, friend, I need you to see it. Can you see it, friend? I was like, I can't see nothing. I see I'm going to leave. How come I got to leave? My sweetheart said, this is a passion, something that's burning in my heart. I mean, it's in my belly, Anna. We've got to go out there and educate and empower people. I mean, you got to do this. We're going to start Jabez. I was like, Jabez, oh, that you would bless me indeed. Everybody knows that. All of us got the book, or two or three, and gave them away to friends and everything. Well, I gave the book to my husband. Do you hear me? And then he says, well, we're going to start the Jabez event, because it needs to be an event in people's lives. It needs to be something that turns them around, transforms them about your finances. And I was like, I don't know nothing about no finances. I can't pay my own bills. He says, but you are doing it. Now, you've got to understand, ladies, agreement. See, I had skills and talents and abilities, but I ain't know nothing about no finances, okay? I thought we, brother, you know, he needed deliverance because I didn't pay the mortgage. And ladies, it was bad. I said, oh, my God, I think I married a wife beater or somebody, huh? I said, you ain't going to hit me, are you? Man, I just didn't have no stamps. It ain't all that. Why you got to be going violent on a sister? You know what I'm saying? I want to make it clear, he did not hit me. But he was just, there was such an anger in him because he told me, he said, you don't understand. You cannot miss a mortgage. I was like, you're right, because I ain't never had a house. You know, I married into all this stuff, shoot. I didn't pay my own bill. Don't ask me what my credit report says either. Thank God he didn't ask me. But the first time we were getting ready to buy a house, we were moving. He was living in a condo in New Jersey, and we were moving. He was buying me a house and everything, you know. And then he says, friend, what's your sister? I said, I said, see, you getting personal now. You don't need all that information, amen? He said, well, we both, I said, nah, you don't want to put my name on it. You don't want to put my name on it. So see, ladies, at the end of the day here, you need to get into agreement, because now, after I've gotten into agreement with him, I'm now in the 700 club. I believe I was like the 450 then. That was 7 years ago. But thank God I had some money to pay my bills. I said, friend, I need, I got to pay that student loan off. And you know how you say I do? And you can marry a lot of debt. Well, he said I do. And he married my debt. But today, I'm debt-free. My credit report is at the top of the chart. And so as a result of that, ladies, you have got to get into agreement, because now Dreams and Visions, JBAS, 50,000 people have been educated by a woman that, I'm telling you, well, I'm not just trying to be funny. I just didn't know anything about it, just like many of you. But the Lord says you are going to come from among them and begin to teach them. And so I studied, I passed all these tests, and it just went on and on with my husband breathing on my neck. But we got into agreement, because words, he spoke some words to me, and words are simply your dreams, visions, ideas, words. When you say, I want to start that business, words. As you begin to speak those words to other people, now, I said the corridor principle is drawing people to the condition of your heart. See, some of you, if you will learn to network, okay, network with other women. How long have you been in this series of classes? 3 months, 4 months? Oh, that's all 4 weeks? Oh, y'all was kind of in the, I thought you were at the end. All right, let's say 4 weeks, right? I'm sorry, is it 4 months or 4 weeks? Okay, 2 months, say 2 months. All right, and how many ladies? I think there are about 400 or 500 ladies registered for this, okay? All right, 250, 300, whatever numbers. All of y'all up in here. I want y'all to know my blood sugar is going down. Somebody better give me a piece of candy or something. But listen, network. No, I don't want no apple. Oh, see, we can get our stuff. You see what I'm saying? Praise the Lord. Open it up for me, baby. Be an armor bearer or something. Don't just get up, speak it up. Stuff in the pack. Amen? I tell you, y'all gonna have to cut this all up. My God. I mean, just edit this thing. Send it to Brother Walter for me. He knows how to deal with me. Amen. Hallelujah. Blood sugar is going down. You hear me? Amen. So, ladies, you gotta eat right. Gotta eat right. It's all a part of this thing. Because, see, when you don't, it keeps you going and coming. Just like I have gone, somebody's got to help me come back. Thank you, because I was talking about network. Don't give me too much candy now. Network. Ladies, you've been here 2 months, 4 sessions. All right. How many of you have stepped out of your comfort zone, made it a point to meet and greet women to your left, your right, front, and back? What they represent is north, east, south, whatever, and west. North, south, amen? Yeah, tight, you know what I'm saying? But we live in a global economy now. And if you can't get past the one that you came with, how are you going to go out and tell somebody what you're doing? So I'm going to challenge you today is that you need to meet these women, because as I said, the corridor principle is as a man speaks, as he thinks, so it is. So whatever you're speaking, but you ain't speaking to nobody. You know, when I teach conferences where, or seminars where I teach people how to give birth to their dream and their vision. One of the things that you have to do when you come in that class is stand up and in 1 minute tell me what your vision is. That, you know, that they said the 20-second elevator speech, most of you don't have that. You go into the eyes start rolling, and what do you want to do? Well, you know, I got this is, a, you know. It's like, wait a minute, baby. You want to make it in this world? You want to make something happen? You want to rise up to the top of things? Then you're going to have to start to be accountable and responsible to your vision. And what that means is that you got to do a little bit of work. So all of those are simple words. Just take time to write that little 20-second thing. What do you do? Who are you? For instance, with JBAS, so what is it? We teach people how to be financially responsible. I mean, all of a sudden you got a little bit of a vision of, oh, something about finances or something. But then some of you are doing all sorts of things. You may, the ones that give me are the people that make crafts, different types of little things. They can never tell you what they do. Well, I make these little things. You got to see it. And I'm saying, you know, take some time to talk about who you are and to write out who you are. 20 seconds, words. How do you eat words? How do you eat words, ladies? The words you speak and eat will determine your ability to reach your goals and give birth to your dreams. This is the way you eat words. You chew them unto question. When a person begins to talk to you, you need to take those words and begin to chew them, just like you're digesting. Okay, because people are speaking words to you every single day. And they're telling you to do this, telling you to do that, and most of us are just very reactive. When someone says something to you, and I'm saying, wait a minute, hold that thing still. Start to take my opportunity. You know, chew that thing. Yeah, I see what you're saying. When? How much you gonna pay me? What I have to do? You see, I'm chewing those words. I'm taking my opportunity, too. And you swallow them. Amen. Say, you swallow them unto perception. That means after I have asked my questions and I get my answers, then I can see better. Okay, so you're saying that if I do this project for you, see, first thing I did is I chewed them onto questions. Someone came to me and spurted words to me. I said, Anna, I want you to do this. Oh, here's a good example. I want you to come and talk to our ladies. I was like, oh, okay. Where is it located? What ministry is it? What is your vision? Then all of a sudden I'm like, okay. She tells me, well, it's located in Dallas. You know, we're trying to teach women how to take the leading positions in their lives, and this is, you know, what our purpose is. And I was like, so now I'm starting to get a picture. I don't have to drive too far from home. I don't have to get on a plane. Or you see how I'm swallowing those words unto perception? And then I said, I can do that. I have a little bit of knowledge in that area. Okay. And then the last one is what? Digest it into what? And guess what? What am I doing today? I'm putting it into action. Got it, ladies? All right, praise the Lord. All right, prepare your mind for action. Peter says, prepare your mind for action. First thing you've got to be is willing to think. We live in a society where we don't think anymore. No more thinking on our part. Thank you. No, thank you. Well, we don't do any thinking. We just sit around and we accept things without asking questions. Give me something else, baby. Here you go. There you go. Give me. You manage to get that back when you want to, but thank you, baby. Give Natasha a sip. See, we live in a society where we don't think and we just receive. Now, stand up and show the people all the stuff you got. Try not to hurt yourself while you're doing it, though. Turn around and let all the people see. Let them see. See the stuff. Ladies, your lives look just like that. We sit around and we just try to give people back their stuff. We just keep taking it until, you know, baby. I mean, it's like, when is it going to end? When is somebody going to say, why are you giving me all this stuff? Why? I mean, look at this. Do you see my, when is somebody going to catch it? Will it be Tammy? Look at her. She's just reaching for it. I take that stuff. No problem. I'll take it. I'm like, when is somebody going to say something? This is too much stuff. I don't want your stuff. See, this is the reactive behavior of most of us. We just take stuff. So, first thing first. What? I don't want that. Why are you giving that to me? I mean, do you understand what I'm saying? Wait a minute now. Why are you giving that to me? Then now that person is going to have to come up with something and tell me, and then what? See those words? I'm going to chew them unto questions. I'm chewing them what? Unto questions. Thinking, questions, answers, choices. Thinking, questions, answers, choices. But if I don't think, ladies, then I don't get questions, then I don't get answers, then I don't make right choices. I just take stuff. Sinful things unfit for faith. Hallelujah. Give me sinful things unfit for faith back. Give me your stuff. Take your stuff. And so, ladies, you've got to start to think. Because everything around us makes us just kind of sit there and receive it. We got microwaves. We got, I mean, things that are just so easy, we don't have to think. How many of you all remember the thing with Lucy when she was trying to, I love Lucy? Remember the directions on the milk carton? When she was trying to open up that milk carton, she could never get it open, and she was trying to read the directions on the side. Well, we don't have to do that much anymore. You just unscrew the top, and you just get on with it. But if you've ever seen that episode, she is just trying her very best to figure out the directions on this milk carton to get inside of it. And she's doing everything she possibly can with her own thinking to make it happen. But I'm saying for us, you don't even have to open up a carton of orange juice anymore. They put the spout on the side of it. Same carton, though. Ain't none of that pulling that thing open and, you know, pouring that stuff out. We still got, they figure we like that carton, I guess. You know, from the marketing perspective, people like cartons. Don't give them all jugs, plastic jugs. Just keep the carton, but let's make it a little more what? Convenient. And so convenience has become an enemy of ours. And I'm saying, ladies, stop it. Start to think. Think. Ask what? Questions. Get answers. Make right choices. Thinking, questions, answers, choices. Accepting answers is unacceptable. What do I mean by that? That means when people speak to you, and they say, Monday? No, it's Saturday. What's the question, people? What do you mean by Monday? But most of them, Monday, okay. Ooh, Monday. And then whisper to you, God, I thought the date was Saturday. Are you with me? And I'm saying, no more, ladies. It's unacceptable. Ask the question so that then, you know, on Monday, I want all y'all to meet me over on the north side. Okay, so I don't have to drive way down here on the south side so we can all get together. You see what I'm saying? Can you come? Do you see what I'm saying? Now you can make a choice. But before Monday, okay, cool, Monday. Mm-hmm. No longer acceptable, ladies. What is it? Thinking? All right, stand on your feet and say it, because y'all need some sugar, too. Thank you. Mm-hmm. What is it, ladies? This is what it looked like. This is what y'all look like, saying what you're saying. Okay, do it again. I'm going to show you what I hear when it comes to the energy and your conviction. Just look at me, okay? Can y'all see me? Oh, y'all can see me. Okay, are you ready? Go. Is there anyone among you who has any type of passion or conviction? Is there? All right, how about this? Mm-hmm. Thank you, girl. See, I was coming over here to my A side. Y'all are B side right now, okay? Okay, this can be the A's. Y'all can be the ones. A1, whatever. All right, are we ready? I'm going to see who has the most passion. If you understand the principle is thinking. All right, here we go. But I got faith in the A side because they've been neglected all morning. I mean, all afternoon, whatever day this is, Monday or Sunday. I'm up Saturday. All right, here we go. Y'all don't help them, okay? All right. Like the choir. Wait a minute. All right, let's try that again. Y'all, most of y'all got rhythm in here, so let's try to just get a little rhythm to it. You ready? Let me do it first, okay? For real though. Thinking. Wait, let me do it. Cause you get me off. All right, ready? Go. Thinking. Questions. Answers. Choices. Come on. Thinking. Questions. Answers. Choices. Thinking. Questions. Answers. Choices. Thinking. Questions. Answers. Choices. Woo! I'm not sure how loud that was. All right. Y'all think y'all can do better with number one? Woo. Are we ready? Y'all got the rhythm, right? Now, see, let me let you know something, Team A. It's Team 1 over here got the jump on you. They know exactly what to do and how to do it because they have what? Seen it. Are we ready? But y'all keep hope alive over there. Here we go. Y'all sit down. Ooh, I got tired after that. Amen. But thinking, questions, answers, choices. You know, righteousness, what I share with the people that I teach and my mentors is righteousness is making right choices. If you can really seek after the Lord to pursue making right choices, my God, you're going to fool around and get yourself into righteousness. Right choices. We make the Word of God so spiritual and inapplicable to our lives. And hopefully what I've given you today is things that you can apply to your life. What is faith? Faith is your what? Belief in motion. So I don't forget this. Now faith is. All right, remember I told you that now is the amount of time that you can hold on to a conscious thought before it becomes a past memory. So God is a God of what? Now. He says that he is the God of hope and he will pour his hope into you. Don't worry about it. He has a hope and a future planned for you. But look, here's now. Now is 0 to 2 to 5 seconds. So I said, now faith is. Now faith is. Now faith is. And guess what? What is that? My past. Every 0 to 2 to 5 seconds, God is moving. Are you moving with God? See, many of us are hoping over here with now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen, but always staying still. So what is faith, ladies? My faith is my belief in motion because I see what God says. And see, one version of, I think NIV says, it's that thing up ahead. So if it's up ahead, there must be what? Movement in your life, and faith is in your heart. So your faith is what? Your belief in motion. So now, faith is, and I've reached the substance of the invisible thing that I desire to reach. So, ladies, you've got to become women that will act when? Now, in the 0 to 5 seconds, every moment by moment, you are alert, you're alive, you're ready to achieve the purpose and the plan that God has for you. You're looking and searching for the inward promise. If you have no inward promise, you will never see the thing that God wants you to have. Amen? So now faith is what? Now faith is. Now faith is. It's right here in your moment. I didn't want to forget that. Believe that God is working in your life even when you don't feel him. This is probably a very, very important principle. Many of us, we get so excited because our experience with Christianity and life is emotional. And we start to associate God's presence with our emotions. When I looked at that woman and said to her, you shall live and not die, but declare the works of the Lord. You shall live. I can't have emotions attached to that. But many of us, we move with God based on how we feel. And your feelings will get you in trouble. Your feelings will have you feeling for something that really isn't. And I'm saying, ladies, God is looking for a conscious and an alert woman. Not that you can't have any emotions and all of those things, but you know what? Your feelings will lie to you. You thought you loved him, didn't you? You thought that was, I feel like this is the right place for me. Where are you now? And it's amazing to me how people can feel so strong about something. But the minute that thing turns, I knew they wouldn't write, no way. But wait a minute, baby. Wasn't we right here? We was right here, and you were telling me how much you felt about this? Some of you got teenage daughters that feel like they're in love. Teenage sons that feel like they're in love. But the moment that little thing turns, give them about 3 months, 4 months. Who? I was like, you talking to son? Oh, no, I don't talk to them. I thought, but baby, what happened? So your feelings will lead you in the wrong direction. Serendipity is it's the gift of finding things not sought after. It is having such an expectancy and a hope that things just come to you. How many of you have had serendipities in your life? And what I mean, my husband to me was a serendipity. It's a gift of finding things and not sought after. I wasn't looking for a husband, but my God, one showed up. And when I saw him, I said, that's my husband. You got to be able to recognize that grace when he come up in there. Then you got to take advantage of it. It didn't take me long to speak to him, you are my husband. Speak those words. And I had no feelings about this. I was like, God, I know this is God. But I really did. And I told the girl I was working with, I said, that's my husband. This is just hours, the next morning. I met him at 10 o'clock at night. The next morning, I said, yeah, that's him. He wasn't what I expected, But boy, I didn't care about my expectations. They were met. And literally, it didn't take him long to figure out I was it. He wouldn't admit it at first. After 7 years, he really breaking down. Oh, yeah, when I met my wife, I fell in love with her. I do it right away. Before when we first got married, he didn't want to be toasted. He didn't want nobody to know he was roasted real quick. So he was like, friend, how long was it, like 6 months or something? I said, boy. But now he be telling everybody, yeah, I married my wife after 4 months and stuff, and it's 45 days, we was engaged and everything. He proud now, He's feeling real good about, this thing. But he feels great about it now. But before, he was getting to know me because it happened so quick. But the serendipity is finding a gift not sought after. God has a gift out there for you. And isn't that awesome when you receive a gift and you're not expecting it? Synchronicity is highly improbable things happening with great frequency. Synchronicities. You got dreams and visions. Remember, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. As you begin to speak the words and the vision that God has given you, highly improbable things will start to happen with great frequency. And what that means is you'll start to speak your vision. Those words start to go out into the atmosphere. And all of a sudden, some of you have the testimonies right now about your homes, your cars, jobs, various different situations, that things that happen. I didn't know why this happened. Why? Because it's a synchronicity that you're in the place that God can bless you. You've positioned yourself to receive what God has to give you. So that's a place called synchronicity, where these events start to line up and they start to happen. And all of a sudden, the woman, Natasha, you're sitting next to, and Patrice, you know, all of a sudden, girl, yeah, such and such and such. And she said, that, me too. That's the same thing. Can we get together? Yeah, it's like, yeah, hey, you got what I need? You got what I need? Oh, I was sitting by you all this time, and I didn't know that. I was sitting by you all this time, and I didn't know you had what I needed. So, ladies, you have to what? Speak your vision. Start to communicate with each other. Think globally. Get over to Africa sometime. Next time, this whole section over here, don't sit over here no more. How many of y'all sit over here before? Uh-huh, tell the truth, shame that devil. So next time you come in here, go to Africa, baby. Go to Europe. Think globally. Come back right here, sit in that same seat for 8 weeks or something. And I'm saying, change your behavior to get some different results. Manage your expectations. Stop trying to convince yourself that things are just going to happen. They won't happen without you taking an action. You got to move. Hope says this, I hope, I hope. I hope, I hope, and nowhere shall I go. I hope, I hope. This is what hope looks like. Faith moves. So if all of you, all those dreams and visions inside of you, and you've been talking about, I hope, ooh, I hope I get the chance. Ooh, I hope, I hope. And this is exactly where you stay. Because hope cannot move you. Faith is what? Believe in motion. What is hope? See, God has a future and a hope for you. Hope comes from God. Hope are thoughts, ideas, visions, dreams, where the Holy Spirit will pour his hope into you. Now, here's the thing about God. God is an active God. He's a producer, and he's not interested in you holding. He doesn't need containers. He needs a reservoir, you know, where this thing can just kind of flow right through you. If I'm going to give you a dream, don't waste my time. Act on your dream. If you know it came from God, what? Move. Because hope just, ooh, I got this thing. I got this great idea. God told me. Okay? And what you doing with it? Because it's right here in you. And you know what happens to a dream and a vision when it doesn't produce? So you become like a reservoir, a well, you know. God meant you to be a river for it to flow through you, okay? But many of you are like a well. You can receive, but you have no throughput. And so what happens to water that is accumulated in a particular place over a period of time? It's amazing how water can stink, isn't it? I thought that was just water. It looked clear, it looked clean, it looked like, you know, vibrant. But after sitting in that place, it starts to smell. And it's of no use to anyone. So God really meant for you to be a river. Let his dreams, let his hopes flow through you. And the only way they flow through you is to what? To put your faith, your belief, your what? Your belief in motion. I keep going back to this because I want you to move, to hear it, to make it become a part of who you are. Be patient with yourself and with God. The enemy is right there he's at the finish line. He was right there at the finish line for many of you. Oh, girl, shit. And all he wants you to do is quit. And if this is the start, we start so many things. And you don't ever tell nobody when you don't, girl, how you been? Let me tell you about my other thing. The Lord is interested in the finished work. But here's the enemy. Here's the finish line right here. Where's the enemy? He's never in between, baby. He lets you start. He lets you just know you got the great dream and vision. You right, hey, hey, he right here. Girl, do that thing. Do that thing. But he sits right here. Remember, this is the finish line. He doesn't sit over here. He sits right here. Waiting to see. She ain't gonna never make it. And if she get this close, I'm definitely gonna be here. Because he will not sleep, nor will he slumber. He will send every opportunity, every family member that looks just like you, every co-worker, every partner that looks just like you. He lets you gather all your people over there. Y'all having a great time, and it looks like things are going really well. You're moving right along. But see, oftentimes, you probably sitting over here like this. Man, I wish somebody get this fall. Man, will they come down this fall? Out here, another one. I ain't got nothing to do today. Why? Because we never run the race with excellence. And we never push until we get to this place. He doesn't have to worry about too much because most of us just give up the fight right here. Then because something got our attention, we get distracted and we move another different way. We didn't change course. Yeah, I told you that we were going to get down here. So, I mean, he's like, come on, somebody give me something to do. Don't stop in the middle of the race. Finish the race, because when you get down there, God is going to give you what you need to overcome. But don't be unconscious, because he is there. Be careful how you treat your time. As I said, this is a microwave society, and it forces us to expect everything to happen quickly. So be careful how you spend your time, what you do with your time. Time is your life. We hear Bishop talk about this all the time. It's your life. Between the tick and the tock, it's your breathing. It's who you are. It's all you have. It has a no-refund policy, by the way. The only way it can be redeemed is if you walk circumspectly with the Lord. He will redeem your time. The reason why he redeemed your time, he doesn't turn for Hezekiah. He turned time back for him. But he redeems the believer's time by giving you the ability by grace to accomplish things at a much faster rate and to accomplish more and to get greater results in a much shorter time. But if you're unconscious, you give away your time. Ladies, you give away your time all the time. You give away your life. When your son or daughter comes to you and they want a $120 pair of shoes, you give away your time, your life. You got to start, hey, my life is a little more valuable than that. You make $12 an hour. How many hours would you have to live and give up and sweat for that $120 pair of shoes? Are you hearing me? You say, boy, you go work 10 hours. In fact, you won't make as much as I do, so yours will probably be 20. Watch his attitude. Because he or she doesn't value your life. So where you spend your time is where you spend your life. All right, commitment. Spirit of commitment, ladies. As I said, commitment drives our character to align with our assignment. Now, this is one of the greatest principles. You have to have a spirit of commitment. Just like that, being a woman of your word, you need to have a spirit of commitment in you. If you don't have it, ask God for it. And what I mean by that, if you're a person, that's just where it comes to breaking your word. And if you're a person who don't finish things. You start a lot of things you don't finish. You lack a spirit of commitment. Commitment will align your character and your assignment. God has an assignment for you, but sometimes you don't sustain the character to get the results that he's assigned you to. So be committed. Commitment is not interest. It means you're not interested in something. You know, interest, you're not committed to it. But when commitment comes, you're committed to the results of it. Interest, you'll do it as long as it's convenient. But commitment says you will be there when it's necessary. You will do whatever it takes to get it done. All right, ladies, are you enjoying this?
Yes.
Without commitment, we become victims. What that means, without a commitment, you'll never make it to where you're supposed to go, so you'll land anywhere. And the way it looks is that you're becoming angry, bored.
Who's that lady?
Anna!
Stop, listen, it's the Real McCoy Show. Stop, listen, it's the Real McCoy Show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Real McCoy. Stop, listen, it's the Real McCoy Show. Stop, listen, it's the Real McCoy Show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Real McCoy. Hurry, come and listen, it's the Real McCoy Show. Hurry, come and listen, it's the Real McCoy Show. Hurry, come and listen, it's the Real McCoy Show. Hurry, come and listen, it's the Real McCoy Show.
Anna!
The Real McCoy.
She's persuasive, she's passionate, and she's got one purpose, to help you live an incredible life. Anna McCoy is a life coach, financial educator, author, entrepreneur, and inspirational speaker. She'll give you the real answers to tough questions.
Ooh,
and now, your host, Anna.
The Real McCoy.